Donald Trump's GOP debate boycott.
This is much tougher than doing the debate with Megyn Kelly, believe me.
A jailed militia leader's message to his followers.
This fight is ours for now. Please go home.
Prison break investigation.
We have made around 5 arrests.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Imagine a political debate without the candidate who's leading the polls. That's what's in store tonight in Iowa as Donald Trump, the Republican out in front with the caucuses 4 nights away, is boycotting tonight's debate in his continuing spat with Fox News. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says he plans a competing venture.
Donald Trump's event tonight here in Des Moines will be just a few miles from the debate stage. Trump told Fox's Bill O'Reilly his event will help veterans charities.
A lot of money's going to be raised, a lot of people are going to be there, and I can do some good.
What do Iowa voters think?
I think it's fabulous.
But Melinda is a Ted Cruz supporter.
It's really better for the other candidates that he's not there. We can finally talk about the issues.
Ted Cruz suggests Trump is afraid to debate. He claims to have already reserved a venue for a one-on-one forum with Trump Saturday night. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Des Moines.
On the Democratic side, CBS's Nancy Cordes says Bernie Sanders is hoping his narrow lead in Iowa polls will translate to a win over Hillary Clinton next week.
Sanders blasted Clinton for leaving the state.
My opponent is not in Iowa tonight. She is raising money from a Philadelphia investment firm.
Earlier at a bowling alley in Adel, Iowa, Clinton argued she's best equipped to cement the president's gains, especially when it comes to Obamacare.
But make no mistake, if they get a Republican president, it'll be gone in, you know, the first weeks.
The Democratic candidates are at odds over debate proposals for New Hampshire and beyond. Now to Oregon, where the leader of a militia group that seized a federal wildlife refuge used his lawyer to send a message to his armed followers.
Please stand down. Go home and hug your families.
Leader Ammon Bundy and others are jailed after their deadly showdown with authorities the night before last. 3 people left the refuge and surrendered to police overnight. In Southern California, authorities have yet to find the 3 inmates who broke out of a maximum security facility last weekend, but they have arrested 5 people in connection with the case.
We certainly believe at this point that there was outside help. Well, we continue to look at the possibility that there was some inside help as well.
Orange County Sheriff Sandra Hutchins says the investigation's focusing on a local Vietnamese gang. In a deal with the Justice Department, Ferguson, Missouri police have agreed to change policies, practices, and training. The department came under scrutiny after the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teenager in 2014. In Illinois, the widow of a cop who staged his own death last year has been indicted for allegedly helping him embezzle money from a youth program he ran. Lake County Sheriff's Detective Chris Covelli says the couple spent the money they took freely and sometimes lavishly.
Much of the money was spent on personal things such as Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts. There were over 400 purchases to different restaurants for meals. There was a trip to Hawaii that was in there.
Melody Glinowitz turned herself in and has denied taking part in her late husband's scheme. The UN's health agency plans a meeting Monday to determine if the Zika virus should be declared a global health emergency. At least 10 Americans who traveled to the Caribbean and Latin and South America have it. It can pose a threat to fetuses. The outbreak is widest in Brazil. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health.
If Zika acts like the other types of viruses that are mosquito-borne that we've had experience with, we will see little mini outbreaks in Florida or in Texas that can be well controlled.
More than 40 former employees have been critical about how the Wounded Warrior Project spends the hundreds of millions of dollars it raises. CBS's Chip Reed continues his investigation into the charity.
We asked Mark Owens, a former director of tax-exempt organizations at the IRS, to review the Wounded Warrior Project's tax documents.
What was your biggest concern in reading these forms?
That I couldn't tell the number of people that were assisted.
Wounded Warrior Project says 80% of their money is spent on programs for veterans. That's because they include some promotional items, direct response advertising, and shipping and postage costs. Take that out, and the figures look more like what charity watchdogs say, that only 54 to 60% of donations go to help wounded service members.
The CEO has said that fundraising should and can be included.
I'd be curious to know how asking people for money equates to the assistance of of wounded veterans.
Wounded Warrior Project told us it is committing $100 million to a new mental health care initiative, and they hope to raise another $500 million for long-term care for severely wounded veterans. But it could be years before most of that money makes an impact on the lives of wounded service members. Chip Reed, CBS News, Washington.
Overseas, CBS's Cammie McCormick looks at what some American forces are doing.
There are more than 2,000 troops taking part in these military exercises in Germany, the U.S., Britain, Italy, and Latvia among them.
Many of our allies face different threats or have a more intimate knowledge of some of the threats that we think we'll be seeing.
Brigadier General Christopher Cavoli says they're learning from one another because the threats range from attacks by ISIS to Russian aggression. Cavoli said this training provides the U.S. and its allies an opportunity to cooperate more seamlessly to tackle threats both known and unknown. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Hohenfels, Germany.
30 years ago today, the unthinkable happened. Space Shuttle Challenger exploded just after liftoff.
A terrible thing. Debris falling out of the sky, falling slowly, painfully, tragically slowly toward the Atlantic Ocean, just a few miles offshore.
CBS's Christopher Glenn described it all. Correspondent Peter King covers the space program for us today.
Obviously a major malfunction.
The night before, Commander Dick Scobie had told his wife, June, that frigid weather would keep Challenger grounded. In the morning, he told her they would fly after all.
You said last night it was too cold, that you wouldn't be flying. And he said, well, they knocked the icicles off.
It was a bad decision. An investigation found a cold O-ring failed to expand and prevent the leak that caused the explosion, and that NASA ignored warnings not to launch in the cold. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Late for work? What's your excuse?
Bosses have heard all the excuses.
A Vaseline truck had overturned on the highway and cars were slipping left and right.
Mike Irwin at Career Builder, which surveyed over 2,000 human resources executives.
Number one was my hair caught on fire when I was blow drying my hair. That's definitely going to be a problem. And if you come into work and your hair has not been on fire, they're going to know that you're not telling the truth. Bosses say that it's okay to be late occasionally. When it becomes a pattern and it impacts your work is when it becomes a problem.
Also, when you're caught lying. Dan Revive, CBS News.
An alternative to Facebook's like option is coming out pretty soon. That's how CEO Mark Zuckerberg put it yesterday in a conference call after company earnings information came out. He says there will be 6 new emotions for users around the world to choose from: angry, sad, wow, haha, yay, and love. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.